Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of Books That Matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Hello, it's Katie here. First of all, I just want to thank everyone who supported the launch of Entangled No More. If you don't already know and aren't connected with us on social media, we actually achieved a number one bestseller in 33 categories across the UK, USA, Australia, Canada, and France. We have some very, very excited authors who I will be continuing to interview for this Entangled No More series, and you'll get to know. We've also got two opportunities to write in a multi-author book. Evolving on Purpose, Co-creating with the Divine is launching on the 7th of December, and we still have a few author spots. I will be closing applications shortly because the chapter deadline at the moment is the 15th of October. If you've got a story to share, you'll know if you feel this title. I'm going to put the application form in the show notes. We've also got the first book of 2023, which I've set up a payment plan with. So if you know that you want to be in this and you'd like to pay with the payment plan, if you get in early, you can do that. And the book is called Becoming the Manifesting Diva, Creating Ripples While You Flow. I'll also pop the application form for that book in the show notes. I've also got a few offers for anyone out there who would fit the spiritual nature of my publishing house. So if you have got a business that you know a solo book would be a wonderful asset for, I've got a few offers coming up for that. There is the standard offer, which you can apply for to work with me. I'll pop an application form for that in the show notes as well. But I've also decided to offer a done-for-you service, which I haven't even prepared an application form for. So if you're interested in that, pop into my email box at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to add a publishing arm to your current coaching and healing business, I've got a few opportunities for you to create that too. Again, pop me an email. For now, enjoy the episode. Desiree Anderson is an international best-selling contributing author of Entangled No More. She's an advanced coach and owner of Crest Leadership Coaching, formed in 2020 before the pandemic. She holds master's level qualifications in coaching and HR, and is also an advanced theta healing and EFT practitioner. She loves combining her intuition and compassion with her international experience to elevate others. She has overcome a difficult childhood in South Africa and a sabotaging relationship that resulted in her having to completely rebuild her life and abundance from scratch. She has moved beyond burnout by setting healthy boundaries with others, enhancing her self-awareness and prioritizing self-care. She has built up Crest to help creative and ambitious clients with their life path and careers through training, coaching, and consulting. She helps clients remove self-sabotage and live the life they love, be paid what they are worth, and be valued for what they choose to do. Her work has been featured in many publications both in the UK and internationally. The UK has been her home since 2000. Most days she walks in the spectacular South Downs near her lovely home in West Sussex, which she shares with her partner Dave. You can browse her website and her testimonials in the show notes below.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, international best-selling author Desiree.
Wow, that's so lovely to be here and so nice to see you again, Katie. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How have you been feeling since the Entangled No More launch?
Do you know, I really have felt so elated that the book has reached so many women internationally, women and men internationally, that so many different people have written in the book. And I've met all the lovely fellow contributing authors. But not only that, I think for me, it was a chance to finally put my story out there. And I feel a lot more whole. So for years, I've been working on my entrepreneurial journey and my educational journey and slowly working on my inner journey, but being able to then express that for others and help others learn through that, to me, that's been the penultimate feeling for me of real success, but inner achievement, inner happiness. So I've got a bit of a glow about me at the moment.
It's been wonderful to collaborate with you, Desiree. Would you like to share a little bit with our listeners about your story and your chapter?
Yes, I will. So as you can hear, probably, I was brought up in South Africa. So we moved around a lot and I spent most of my life in Cape Town, South Africa, which is really, to me, quite mystical. If you think of the Table Mountain and me doing all the things that I needed to do there, schooling, university, and then I went into an HR career. So I've always loved connection. I've always loved people. I actually originally wanted to become a social worker, but then I realized that I probably would be best focused in business. So that's what I did. And I had to then emigrate with an ex-partner about 22 years ago, which was extremely traumatic because of the relationship that I was in, but also because I had to leave my pet dog, Cinnamon, who was like my little soulmate there, because the quarantine laws were extremely strict at the time. So that was very traumatic. But having survived quite a difficult childhood with my parents splitting up when I was very young and mum having to move around the country and going to boarding school and just feeling really always that I was disconnected from a main group of people, that I had to start again at every single chance in my life and I had to make new friendships only for them to be ripped away, was very traumatic. I then moved over here. And fast forward, I managed to become a consultant in quite large companies, really successful. But my career was really burning me out and my marriage was crumbling. And I didn't have the self-insight at that point to realize that it was actually destroying my health, my well-being, to the extent that it eventually all crumbled and I had to leave. But in so doing, I lost a huge amount of money. It was almost a choice. Either stay in that situation or just start again. And so I found myself starting again and slowly have built my way up, eventually then opening Crest Coaching and HR, which is a leadership training and coaching business for people that want to elevate their life, their career, and reach their unique vision of success. I'm very much about helping people in normal life, their ups and downs, because having been through it myself, I know life isn't perfect. So I want to help in a real authentic way, help people while they're in that struggle and pull them out to a better life, which I know we can all have. So these days I'm really happy. I've got a lovely partner. I live in West Sussex, UK, in a beautiful rolling countryside, and I've managed to bring my business up to success. But of course, I still acknowledge, and I acknowledge every day, the journey that I have taken, and I still am on that inner journey to just really understand myself, my impact, and how I can help others and help myself heal better.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Desiree. Can I ask, what led you to join this book?
Katie, you are in my network, but I didn't personally know you. Now, a while back, probably about a year and a half ago, I also took some healing modalities because I realized that that inner child in me needed healing. It was a light bulb moment. And as I went on more of my spiritual path, which are some of the tools I have to help those clients of mine that need that and want that spirituality and resonate with it, I then became more aware of people within my network that resonated on that spiritual path. And it's amazing how it then brings those people into your feed. I certainly believe in that. And I just heard the words Entangled No More. And I realized immediately that I wanted to write that because I felt that that's what I'd been all my life. I'd been entangled in my own limiting beliefs, in my own self-sabotage of what I believed was my lot in life. But I liked the idea that it was for healers, for entrepreneurs to help women, not from a negative standpoint, from somebody and authors that had actually come through that and then built their own empires, built their own businesses. So I loved the success story of that, not just staying in the pit, but actually saying, look, you can rise out of this. You can make your life better. So I saw that. I at first actually, Katie, wasn't quite sure whether I had the courage to come forward with every single part of me. Because, of course, I think you heal even by writing. Mm. But then once I'd made that decision, the one day I sat down, I wrote it in one session, and it was almost like it had lifted up, like a set of wings sort of lifted from me. And I had finally laid that part into its rightful place, but into a beautiful, I hope, chapter that really, in a very descriptive way, had described the journey that I'd taken.
And that's it, isn't it? They were all really, although we've all been through such trauma, they were all really beautiful stories when you came through and followed the journey. They weren't written in a negative way at all. Just the very word toxic relationships, you may expect that they might be a bit in the low vibration field. I think the idea is that people who are caught up in the toxic relationships get to connect with people who have moved through them and understand what's really going on underneath within yourself that attracts these situations in the first place. So I agree.
I think they were all such beautiful chapters and such enlightening and inspiring chapters, because all of us want to know that there is a way out. And if I'd had somebody standing at my side and saying, you can get through this, perhaps I would have got out of that a lot quicker. So as you say, Katie, it's the inner journey, but it's also having that support system of other women who have been there and can really be honest and say, we know that it's not great. We know that you may lose things. We know that you may be in a dark place, but come with us. Let's hold your hand. Let's take you towards that light.
And there being 20 different stories, 20 different ways that we've all been through it, there's going to be somebody that's going to connect.
Yes, that's what really struck me as well.
The authors, yeah.
Yes, because not everybody's journey is the same, and not everybody's interpretation of what they did is the same as what yours might be. But what is great is to be able to read those stories and connect with possibly parts of each story, or perhaps just a few of the authors whose journeys are similar to yourself, but learn from them as a whole, and take tools and transformational techniques with you so that you can then get out of the situation or start to heal your current situation, because you may have long time ago got out of the situation, but you still carry that guilt, that darkness, that negativity, that anger, that resentment with you. And that's not good for us from a health perspective, but also from a business perspective. So it's actually how to shed that in a very constructive way, so that you can then claim your life in a positive way rather than just be burdened by the toxic relationship that you've had in the past.
Absolutely. Did you find as well, Desiree, that on reading some of the other authors' chapters, that you felt like you were right, this is how I felt, like they've just written part of my story as well. There were bits that I didn't write that other authors wrote about, and I connected so deeply with their chapter that it was like, wow, that was me. And if this happens with 20 of us, then this is going to happen with the readers, isn't it?
You know, you said that, and then I started reading all the author's chapters, because we did share some at the beginning, but then we shared them once we'd had them edited again at the end and published. Because we had changed, you know, we'd adjusted the stories as well as we'd been writing them. But yes, it was almost like a light bulb moment as well in itself to realize, wow, my story, yes, of course, it's unique to me and the way I handled it. However, there's so many women out there that have had a similar path, and I didn't even know that.
In this field as well.
In this field.
Healers and coaches.
And people feeling lonely as well, that they think they're alone in that path. Wow. As you say, Katie, what a light bulb moment to realize how similar, and almost as if, as you say, people were writing part of my story. That's almost like sort of goosebumpy.
Incredible. And I've often felt as well, where people think that they're the black sheep of the family. And then when you look at other people's perspective, they also feel like that in the same family. So we've all got that theme running through as well, haven't we, throughout our lives?
Yes, I think that's true. It's as if we think we're alone, but actually we're not alone. And also, I think you've touched on such an important point there. It's also about looking at things from other people's perspectives, seeing how they perceive the same situation. And it could be that we also have to widen our awareness in that. So there could be other women in our network or other people that need our help who are looking at that same situation and feeling that they are a black sheep in whatever they find themselves. But we might be thinking, oh, woe is me, I've had this bad experience. Let's get out of the self-pity mode and have a little bit of a wider angle lens now and look at the universal experience. Certainly what that has taught me, I've always liked the or found it very important to be kind and nurturing, but I'm even more kind and nurturing, I think, since my writing experience now, because I now really understand that we are universally following very similar journeys, many of us.
And Desiree, how can people work with you if they want to come and find you and they do connect with your chapter?
Yes, so I have a website, crestcoachingandhr.com. So crestcoachingandhr.com or info@crestcoachingandhr.com. And that's to contact me for one-on-one coaching packages, EFT, which is tapping, healing, and any other of the modalities such as training that I offer.
That's wonderful. And Desiree, what's next for you? Are you going to continue with the writing journey as this really opens you up?
Yes, I've always loved writing, Katie, since I was younger, but then through the trauma, I lost that writing ability, and it's amazing it's come back to me. And that's lovely in itself, just from a creative perspective. So I think you can expect to see a lot more from me, and I'm sure we will work again together as well. And I'd like to do a TED Talk in the future. It's probably not going to be for 2023, but definitely 2024. I think that's probably on my agenda next to start talking about my journey as well.
How wonderful. I look forward to that.
Thank you.
Make sure you come back and share it all with us.
I will definitely.
Thank you so much for your time today, Desiree. It's been an absolute joy to collaborate with you.
Thank you, Katie. You've been an absolute superstar, and it's my pleasure to have got to know you better and gone deeper into my journey. And thank you for your help in allowing that and providing a platform for that to happen.
You're so
welcome. Big hugs to you.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you. Take care, everybody.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review, so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.